Are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price? There's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield, history lesson, actually, about imperialism and whether or not America is or isn't an imperialistic country. And Pastor Chatfield, I mean, this all leads to the conversation that is obviously, you know, continuing on regarding Greenland. And based on our history, are we going to be forced, do you think? Because I don't have any faith in the Secretary of NATO making the statements that he negotiated and brokered a deal with Trump and that Trump was happy with it. I don't think that's the case. What's your thoughts, your perspective on what's going on with regards to Greenland?
I was going to mention that. Mark Rutte said, you know, he says if... It was a positive statement toward President Trump. He said publicly, you're living in a dreamland, or keep on dreaming if you think that Europe can defend itself without the United States. And that, which is blatantly, obviously true. It's blatantly, obviously true. When President Trump was making the remarks about we need Greenland, I mean, the Norwegians said, well, we'll defend our land. Okay, all right. All right. You think Norway is going to be able to defend itself and retain Greenland? Norway has 6 million people.
Or Denmark.
You're right. Denmark. I'm sorry. Denmark has 6 million people living in it. And the people living in Greenland are Eskimos, and most of them don't want to be a part of Denmark anyway. I was just like, we could... These are geopolitical realities. It's just, I've made the argument here. I've walked you through almost all of this. I'll finish just walking you through. We after the Spanish-American War, we annexed Guam. We annexed Puerto Rico. We briefly annexed the Philippines. Now, Guam and Puerto Rico, they're still American territories. We never actually annexed Cuba, but we made it an American protectorate. And we turned it back over to them, but it was just too close to the United States. We're going to go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. We're not going to let the Soviet Union build missile silos that close to the United States. John F. Kennedy, not going to do it. So we blockaded Cuba. Well, you're violating the sovereignty of Cuba. Well, yes, I guess. You want to say so. You know... President Trump is not afraid to be called a bully, and he's just not afraid of that. Where our other presidents were way more concerned that America, that the world likes us, as opposed to that the world respects us. When we took out the Iranian capabilities to fire nuclear weapons, President Trump was not that concerned about everybody would react. He just did it. He just did it. When when we deposed the Venezuelan dictator, Maduro, well, what will the world say? I guess he really didn't care what the world said or much. He just did it. Protect America's interest. Now, let's get this clear. For 150 years, Latin Americans have really not liked us doing that. This is where the whole idea of gringo, the Latin Americans called us the Colossus of the North. They didn't like that. They weren't crazy about, especially the Roosevelt Corollary. They didn't mind the Monroe Doctrine. But Teddy Roosevelt's declaring the United States a police power in the Western Hemisphere, they didn't like it. Well, I guess, as I say in my class, sorry. It's a political reality. Let me give you. We occupied again after World War I, the Dominican Republic, and after just before we got involved in World War I, it was a Mexican bandit, Pancho Villa, who was crossing our border and causing havoc in the United States. President Wilson sent General John Pershing into Mexico, all around Mexico, trying to hunt him down. Okay? Never did quite catch him. Did we violate Mexico's sovereignty? Yes, because Mexico couldn't control their border. And the progressive president, Wilson, says you can't violate our border like that. So we sent the American cavalry to overtake them. During the Reagan administration, we had a very brief, successful invasion of Grenada because American citizens' lives. It's a small island in the Caribbean were at stake. During the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, we went and captured and had a short war with Panama and captured Manuel Noriega. And I think he died in an American prison. Did we violate their national sovereignty? I guess, in a way, yes. I suppose that's what countries do, especially big countries. We cannot retreat to our borders. I have a statement here I looked up. I heard this guy say that. I didn't get it precisely, but Peter Navarro, he serves as senior counselor for trade and manufacturing policy for President Trump. He said that America, he said that economic security is national security, and we're not going to farm out our security. In other words, he's saying, yes, we're part of NATO, but we're not going to just depend totally on NATO to protect us. I hear a lot of people say this, let's hold the alliance together. Okay, I'm for it, I suppose. But, you know, we got to worry about our own country first. And I've said on your program for 10 years, we might have to start reevaluating NATO. I've said that for a long time. And now, this Mark Root, and he said you don't trust him, but he's trying to placate Trump. He needs the United States. Didn't take a genius to figure that out. NATO has to have the United States. And he said this, okay, some of you aren't even spending 3-4% of your GNP on defense. If the United States wasn't involved, you'd have to double it. You'd have to spend 10%. Are you going to do it? And I find it ironic that NATO, the European countries are they criticize the United States for not going boots on the ground to help Ukraine because they're afraid of the Russians, but they're still buying Russian oil and they're still unwilling to spend more of their own money on their own defense. And then they criticize the United States because we believe, according to President Trump, that we need Greenland. We need to not just have a treaty where we can have some troops there, but we need to own it. Well, I find that kind of unusual. If Russia is so bad, why are you buying their oil? And
right,
if Russia is Russia is so bad, but you want the United States to jump in and help Ukraine. And we've talked about the Ukraine-Soviet Russian conflict, and it's complicated. But you know, we got to do what we got to do. And that the geopolitical realities is that's the main point I see here. We just a reality here, and it's a long history.
Well, the thing of it is that I look at Donald Trump yesterday held his first cabinet meeting of 2026, and he didn't take any questions. he allowed the press to come in and watch and listen to what he wanted to say. Roughly, it was about 45 minutes of him talking. And then he's like, that's it. He puts up his hand. Thank you very much, everybody. Well, that's the cue to thank you, and shoo everybody out. The media went nuts. They had all kinds of questions, I'm sure, probably about Minnesota, the shootings by ICE, you know, the government shutdown because, you know, the Democrats want to defund ICE or they're not going to vote for the budget. And he didn't take any questions. And it was kind of interesting because Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, was the only cabinet secretary that actually spoke while the press was in the room. I mean, you know, a couple others made some short, brief comments, but it was really Pete Hegseth that made a statement. And whatever the president wants to do, you know, if he tells me to send people wherever in the world, we're going to do it. And we're on a mission, is what he said. Basically, I think he's realizing he's got less than 3 years to be the president of the United States. And I think he's going to make some bold acquisitions. I think he's going to make some bold statements at the UN, at NATO. And I think we're living in history right now that we're going to look back at this presidency, this one, number 47, and go, man, this guy really changed the dynamics of being president of the United States.
Right. Now, let me just speak to our libertarian friends. And I have people that I like. They say, yeah, but we live in a constitutional republic. Only Congress can declare war. And my response is, you're right, of course. And President Trump is extending executive power to its limits. True. That is somewhat worrisome. But we live in such a divided nation. And by the way, let me just tie this, all the Minnesota rioting. That is a national security issue. Listen, we have borders. We have laws. I watched the death of the man that was infringing upon law enforcement. He was doing that. It looks bad when you shoot somebody that's lying on the ground. I have to admit that. Pow, 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 pow. He's lying on the ground. But he did have a gun. He had weapons. I get all the arguments. But we have laws. And we have people that have violated our borders. And we must enforce the law. The governor of Minnesota, the mayor of Minneapolis. I wonder this. I wonder if Abraham Lincoln were president, he'd arrest them. I wonder. Because they are obstructing federal law enforcement from doing their job. That really is insurrectionary. They should not be allowed to do that. I don't know. I'm just curious of what Abraham Lincoln would do with that.
Well, I have a rebuttal to that as well, of course, but we're going to have to wait. Final segment of today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion. You know, I understand your libertarian friends. I used to have some back in my political career back in 2010 when I first started. And then I soon come to realize that they're not a political power. They really have no political influence in their libertarianism, because they basically are fence setters. You know, they claim history this, and, you know, Lincoln was a horrible president because, you know, he suspended habeas corpus, blah, 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 blah. The reality of the world and having to deal with where we're at today and even throughout history, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly, and yeah, right. Reality. Exactly, right.
It's the reality on the ground that you have to deal with. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, kudos to President Trump. I would not want to be president right now in any way, shape, or form. And God bless him for sacrifice. I mean, the guy's a multi-gazillionaire. He doesn't need this. He's got a beautiful family, beautiful properties. You know, why does he want to do this? Well, he's doing it for the love of his country and something he wants to leave to his posterity, to leave it in a better place than before, you know, he came back into office. And, you know, it's just, we got to accept the reality. This guy is doing it for love of country and believes in truly in his heart, he's doing the right thing for us.
I believe that. The only point I'm making about, you get the video showing the ICE agent shooting that man is not good public relations. I mean, public relations, it looks bad. There's extenuating circumstances. Nevertheless, it is possible that federal law enforcement can make mistakes.
Sure.
Let's not. But the whole operation of enforcing our laws, securing our borders, and throwing out illegal aliens, especially dangerous illegal aliens, is what President Trump took an oath of office to do.
But here's my counterpoint. In the state of Texas, local law enforcement, primarily county sheriffs, are working with ICE and communicating with them and saying, okay, who's on your list for today? Who do you have warrants for? Who are you going after? Let us go and pick them up and bring them in for questioning at our office. And when we have them under our control, you can come pick them up there. They've done it in Texas. They've done it in other states, and it's working. what they're doing in Minnesota is absolutely forcing these guys to go in with multiple officers. When you are going into a house situation, you don't know if they got guns in there. You don't know anything. So you're packed up to the hilt. You got your bulletproof vests on. You've got your SWAT uniforms on. You've got more guys than you actually need because you don't know what you're walking into, number one. And number two, you got to protect the officers when they apprehend the guy and they're taking him out to the vehicle. You got to protect them from the public because of the incitement that Governor Walz has done and Mayor Fry have done, inciting the liberal protesters against these guys. It didn't have to be this way. Not that way in Texas. Why can't they emulate? Why can't they understand federal law enforcement is federal laws? You don't have the right to decide what we get to do in enforcing our federal immigration laws. What part of that these liberal politicians don't get?
I agree. And it's important that President Trump cannot back down here. He just can't because he took an oath to see that the laws were faithfully executed. We have immigration laws. We have a border. You can't barge into our country. You do, we're going to come and get you out, especially if you're a criminal. I'm with you 100% on all that, of course. We got to maintain our sovereignty. One last point. We're talking about imperialism. I think President Trump knows this. He's thinking this, maybe. You implied it. Listen, he's only got a couple, 3 years left. And he's got to do what he's got to do while he can do it, because he's not going to be able to do it after the next election. So what happens has got to happen pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The next president, a Democratic president, isn't going to do it, obvious. I don't even think a Republican president could do what Trump's doing. We'll see. But we're in a tenuous situation, but I just wanted to give the listeners, look, American, quote, imperialism. And we've had this, we've done things like this for our entire history. People watch the TV and especially liberal media say, oh, wow, he's doing something no other president has ever done. That just simply isn't the truth. It's not true. Okay,
not true.
That's the point.
Yeah, amen. Well, as a public service, we bring church services from Pastor Chatfield's church there in Burt Lake, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church. And being as cold as it is, I'm sure a lot of folks might just want to hunker down around the radio this Sunday, and greatly appreciate you doing it. And again, 11 to noon, we carry it live as a public service. And even if you can brave the weather and get out, you need to go see what he looks like in person. So, what do you have planned? Do you know what you got planned, sir, for this Sunday?
I don't. I do not. I don't yet. Not yet. I will be working on that today, though. Well, I teach school every day, and I'm busy,
I know you do. And Saturdays, I know you do your praying and kind of figuring out exactly what you want to say. The word of God is what the people need to hear,
amen.
And we need to bring people to
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games.